UNHCR is seeing a spike in number of arrivals from DRC's Kasai region into Angola. And this is mainly due to the ongoing violence inside DRC's Kasai region. We have seen over 11,000 refugees arriving into northeastern Angola in villages and at the border points. Our worry is about the number of children among these refugee arrivals. Around half of them are refugee children and they're arriving in desperate condition.
What are the motivations of the parents who are sending these children alone in many cases?
Around 5,000 arrivals are refugee children that have arrived. And we have heard from those that are arriving that parents were fearing that if these children, many of them are coming unaccompanied as well, if they had stayed back in DRC's Kasai region, they would have been forcibly recruited by the militia groups to fight on their behalf. So as a precaution, parents have sent children as well. But overall, the situation for children is quite dire. Many are arriving malnourished, sick, and they need urgent and immediate assistance.
So they're arriving, they're terrified for their lives, you say, in a press release earlier, and you say conditions are dire. Where exactly are they being helped? I believe mainly they've arrived in Dundo, the capital of northeastern Luanda, Norte province.
Exactly. They have arrived into border villages and other border towns. Currently, they are being hosted into makeshift sites. Some of them are with relatives, but conditions are not good or suitable for these refugees to be at these sites. So UNHCR is negotiating with the government to move these refugees to proper sites. We are also moving immediately tents and other relief items to support authorities on the ground to cope with the situation.
Moving back to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where you say more than 1 million civilians within the country have been displaced since mid-2016 when the violence began. You know, you say there's a spike in violence this year, so presumably you're expecting a deterioration of the situation there and in neighbouring countries.
Indeed, that's the fear. Since the last 3 months of this year, we have seen more people arriving in Angola. Inside DRC's Kasai region, since last year, violence has increased and it has affected civilians and particularly children. If this goes on and there's no immediate solution, probably more people would be forced to flee. And currently, the daily average is already in hundreds, those that are arriving in Angola. That's why UNHCR is repeating its call on governments in the region that if those people who need to flee violence and insecurity in the Kasai region, borders should be kept open for them. And we also welcome Angola's gesture so far that they have allowed refugees to seek safety in Angola.
And final question to you, in terms of access to the central Kasai regions, how are you operating? Are you managing to get children vaccinated? Because I believe hundreds of health centres are now closed, schools are closed. What's the general access situation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo for UNHCR and your partners?
Well, talking to our colleagues on the ground in DRC, it appears it's very difficult. We are planning in the coming days a visit by our colleagues and other humanitarian partners, also going to have a look. Humanitarian access is difficult as far as we understand. And many people, over 1 million being displaced now, are in need of humanitarian assistance. But also, on the other side, in Angola, where refugees are arriving, these are remote corners of northeastern Angola. We hope to increase our presence in those areas as well. UNHCR tomorrow, on this coming Saturday, is sending an additional team to support the authorities to help refugees.